have a real good view. I'll go anywhere, anywhere with you. Well, I bet there's a two-lane running right through the middle of a wide open desert to a ghost town. If you wanna just hide out, well, we can send a postcard back from a mountaintop out in Idaho. Maybe get snowed in anytime, baby, you say when. Travel light and my bags are packed, just as long as I'm where you're at. I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere, anywhere with you. Yeah, I'll go anywhere. West Virginia, baby, seen California, pick a spot on any old map. I travel light and my bags are packed, just as long as I'm where you're at. I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere, well girl I swear, just say the word, I'll take you there. Oh, anywhere, anywhere with you.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden had a one-word warning for Iran, contemplating retaliation against Israel for assassination of Hamas and Hezbollah big wheels. That word? Don't.
The website Axios reports Israeli intelligence believes Iran has decided to attack Israel within days. Israel's defense minister telling U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin Iran is preparing a large-scale attack. Israel says if Iran does launch an attack, Iran can expect a, quote, blow unlike any other in return.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. The U.S. is speeding up the arrival of a second aircraft carrier to the region. It's also dispatching a guided missile submarine. Russia scrambling to mount a counterattack against a Ukrainian incursion into Kursk that, say, some analysts is up to 19 miles deep. The U.S. closed the Paris Olympics with 126 medals in total, 35 more than second-place finisher China. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.
Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale at omahasteaks.com for exclusive, unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY, for an extra $10 off. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale today, before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were higher. September up 11 to 2069, October up 11 to 2119, November up 7 to 2076, December milk up 3 at 1982. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 4.5 to 2.5. 40-pound blocks up 1 to 195 and 3 quarters, 9 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 309 and 3 quarters, no trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 and 3 quarters to 120, 1 trade on the day. Dry whey down 1 to 56 and a quarter, 2 trades on the day. In the livestock sector Friday, live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher. A lot of technical buying helping to support the markets on Friday. Even though there wasn't any cash markets, now boxed beef prices were higher, they did help to support the cattle markets. Meanwhile, hog markets, they were mostly mixed on the day as the pork cutout values were slightly down, and that did help to pressure especially the nearby contract. August live cattle up 220 to 184.25. August feeder cattle up 412 to 246.50. August hogs down 22 cents to 89.80. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans mostly lower. Wheat, though, was slightly higher. Corn and beans were mostly lower due to continued positioning and expectations of higher crops for corn and beans in that Monday crop report from USDA. Wheat markets mostly higher on the day. Continued weather concerns in Europe with their wheat crop helping to support U.S. prices. December corn down 2 to 3.95. November beans down 5 and 3 quarters to 10.02 and a half. September wheat up 5 to 5.42 and a half. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn at 325, October new crop at 340, cash beans at 949, and October new crop at 923. At Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 361 and 3 quarters, September 350, 6 and 3 quarters, new crop at 350. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 360, September 352, new crop 355. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 339, new crop 340. Cash beans 964, new crop 927. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn at 347, new crop 345. Cash beans at 966, new crop at 922. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 345, September 341, new crop 348, cash beans 964, September 955, new crop 936. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 336, new crop 343, cash beans 962, new crop at 930. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 180 to 200, Holstein fed cattle 181 to 187, market cows 119 to 140, bulls at 144 to 179, calves 250 to 850, beef steers at 165 to 325, Holstein steers 140 to 240. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 175 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 110 and down, goat markets, does 135 and down, bucks 125 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Feeling congested? At Navage, we know life is better when you can breathe freely. Congestion shouldn't ruin your summer. That's why people just like you turn to Navage, a revolutionary and easy way to help clear nasal passages. Using gentle suction, Navage removes allergens, dust, and mucus in just 30 seconds. It's fast, gentle, and incredibly effective. Try Navage and get on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better. Fast.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunshine and a high near 80 degrees. Clear skies tonight, mid-50s. Sunshine near 80 again for Tuesday. Clear skies Tuesday night, 58. Mostly sunny, low 80s for Wednesday. Wednesday night, scattered showers and storms, 63. For Thursday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high of 75. Friday, partly sunny, stormy, 75.
Currently 59 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get off from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, and she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. You might have to crawl even after you walk. Had your things blow up in my face. Seen the long shot win the race. Been knocked down by the slamming door. Picked myself up and came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's dance, you learn as you go. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn.
This Chevy van,
dancing cowboys, and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, "Honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do."
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone.
Just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a little wedding chapel, later on that afternoon, an old upright piano plays that old familiar tune.
Tears roll down her cheeks and happy thoughts run through her head as he whispers low, "With this ring, I'd be wed."
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone.
Shining ring,
shining ring,
now at last it's found a home.
By itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing.
Only love can make a golden wedding.
Small two-room apartment, as they fight the final round, he says, "You won't admit it, but I know you're leaving town."
She says, "One thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore," and throws down the ring as she walks out the door.
Golden ring,
pawn shop in Chicago,
on a sunny summer day,
a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
Golden ring.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. George Jones, Tammy Wynette, Golden Ring, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low 50s across the region. Expecting temperatures near 80 today. A pretty nice day today, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast. Do have some rain on the way for the last half of the week. Also next hour, there's a new variety of sweet potato being developed. We'll find out more about that in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A farm bill will get done eventually, but the question is, when? We'll talk about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Farm bill prospects in 2024 are dim at best. Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, says there will be a farm bill at some point. But the question is, when?
It's hard to find another way to keep saying, I have no idea at this point. Really, I'm only half joking. I mean, the fact is that we already knew when we had to roll into this year, when things didn't get done on time last year, that this election year was going to be tough in the best of times. And I wouldn't even call this the best of times. And we know already that that's really the big dilemma right now. So we are pushing, continuing to push to make sure that we get a farm bill done, hopefully at the end of the year.
He says it's important for farmers to talk face-to-face with their elected officials during the August recess.
That's where the message and the push has to be right now. So part of the messaging, really, and hearing from growers and ranchers is they need to let their leaders in the House and the Senate this August make them understand why they need that certainty. Certainly, we need to see an extension before that expires. But really, for the good of everyone, we need that certainty of having a farm bill and hopefully the right farm bill done by the end of the year.
Despite deep partisan divides in Washington, D.C., LaRue says there's still a reason for hope when it comes to the farm bill.
For farm organizations and ag groups in general, we still understand the need for bipartisanship, the need for working together and finding common ground. And so even as we're looking at some of those differences in a farm bill, I think a lot of us see the real possibility of finding compromise, whether we're talking about the House committee passed bill versus the ideas that Chairman Stabenow in the Senate is pushing forward. Part of the frustration, quite frankly, is we see a game plan for getting something through there. If there's the will by the members of Congress to get it done, I think we still can.
National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunshine and a high near 80 degrees. Clear skies tonight, mid-50s. Sunshine and near 80 again for Tuesday. Clear skies Tuesday night, 58. Mostly sunny, low 80s for Wednesday. Wednesday night, scattered showers and storms, 63. For Thursday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high of 75. Friday, partly sunny, stormy, 75.
Currently 59 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Six o'clock on Friday evening, mama doesn't know she's leaving.
Did you hear the screamer slamming, rubber squealing, gears are jamming? Local country station just a blaring on a radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning. Girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. O'clock the show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat and then they're heading to the honky tonk. But loud crowds and line dancing just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, hey, where it's George Strait real late and dancing cheek to cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Starts a hard romance and 1 o'clock that truck is rocking. 2 is coming, still no stopping. Break to check the clock at 3, they're right on where they want to be. And 4 o'clock, get up, get going. 5 o'clock, that rooster's crowing. On his way, the stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, mom, your daughter's coming, there they go
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Garth Brooks, Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low 50s across the region this morning. Well, with the Wisconsin State Fair wrapping up, of course, it was the Blue Ribbon Sale of Champions at the Wisconsin State Fair last week. And they did a pretty good job as well, raising $426,000 for State Fair Youth and the livestock exhibitors. Now, this year there were $40,000 in scholarships awards, as well as $22,000 to fund Wisconsin State Fair Junior Exhibitor Showmanship, Knowledge Master Showman, and Reserve Champion Awards. So, wow, pretty good night during the Blue Ribbon Sale at Wisconsin State Fair. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. We've all seen homes and warehouses being built in corn and soybean fields across the Midwest, but how much land really has moved from agriculture production to some other use? Well, several ag economists from the University of Illinois now have an answer for us. I'll have the details after this. Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant Tyler Richardson from Bowling Green, Missouri, told me recently that while the crop in his region looks good, he's keeping an eye on some potential challenges.
So over the last 2 weeks, we've started to see some soil-borne diseases like SDS and brown stem rot show up. There's not a whole lot we can do at this point in the season other than take note of where they are, the pressures, and make a game plan for next year. As far as foliar diseases, it's been pretty minimal, and I like to credit a lot of that to growers starting to take a very proactive approach when it comes to managing diseases in soybeans by budgeting a fungicide pass in their chemical program. We've seen excellent control of foliar diseases and a very strong continual ROI when managing a fungicide with a new SDHI chemistry, a dual mode insecticide like our proprietary Swagger brand, and my go-to, a foliar nutritional like NutriSync Complete. It seems to be doing a great job of controlling disease pressure and putting money back in the pockets of our customers.
Learn more at NutrientAgSolutions.com. According to a recently released study by economists at the University of Illinois, the last 20 years have seen significant changes in land use, with 1.6 million acres of agricultural land lost. 55% of the land, roughly 877,000 acres, was converted to developed land, largely due to urbanization and infrastructure expansion. The remaining land was transformed into forest, open water, or grasslands. This shift represents more than a 1% decrease in total agricultural land across eight Midwestern states: Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, and Wisconsin. The study highlights that 81% of the agricultural land lost due to development occurred within a Metropolitan Statistical Area, or MSA. An MSA is a region defined by the Office of Management and Budget as having a core city with a population of at least 50,000 people and maintaining strong economic and social ties with surrounding cities. In Illinois, for instance, 89% of the ag land lost to development was within an MSA. The state of Iowa had the highest proportion of its lost agricultural land converted to development. 90% of the 87,592 acres lost were developed. Meanwhile, Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin topped the list in terms of total number of acres lost to development, with Illinois alone losing more than 155,000. But the impact goes beyond state lines. The Chicago-Naperville-Elgin MSA, which spans northern Illinois, parts of Indiana, and southeastern Wisconsin, saw the highest conversion of ag land, with 92,000 acres developed. Other major urban areas like Minneapolis-St. Paul in Minnesota and Indianapolis in Indiana also experienced significant losses, further emphasizing the role of urban sprawl in the decline of farmland. I'll have more after this.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
The Midwest has lost a significant amount of agricultural land to development over the past two decades, with urban expansion playing a central role. With more than 1.5 million acres out of ag production over the last 20 years, competition for the remaining acres is likely to be high. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Summer congestion got you down. Whether it's allergies or a summer cold, being congested can ruin your whole day. You feel tired and run down, like you're missing out on summer fun. At Navage, we're here to make breathing easy, easier. Navage uses patented gentle suction technology to help clear out allergens, dust, and mucus without drugs. In just 30 seconds, you'll be on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better, fast.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized, and I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard, had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube, watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV. But all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. It was
1980-something. A dream running through my mind.
this number. I just spent my last dime. She's got my love on hold and my heart is on the line.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. UW-Platteville has awarded faculty research fellowships to enhance dairy-related research through the Dairy Innovation Hub. The fellowships, aimed at addressing critical challenges in the dairy industry, will support projects focused on land and water stewardship, human health, animal welfare, and farm business growth. Funded by a $7.8 million investment, the Dairy Innovation Hub is a collaborative effort between UW-Madison, UW-Platteville, and UW-River Falls to sustain Wisconsin's dairy industry. Since its inception in 2019, the Hub has funded over 230 projects. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's calling on the Surface Transportation Board to review existing exemptions of certain commodities like paper and forest products, manufactured goods and food products, and act to ensure companies that ship these goods have an avenue to address harmful service and pricing issues. The exemptions prohibit rail shippers from seeking recourse at the STB. Revoking the exemptions would also provide greater access to a newly finalized rule that will begin to address unreliable rail service and high cost of rail shipping for Wisconsin businesses and farmers by increasing competition in the freight rail industry. In a letter to the STB, Senator Baldwin asked the board to revisit their decades-old exemptions on these critical commodities that were put in place before the rail industry consolidated, reducing competition, raising costs, and hurting made-in-Wisconsin businesses. USDA data shows corn sales jumped week to week, while wheat sales were narrowly lower. Corn sales in the 7 days ending August 1st were reported at 485,000 metric tons. USDA says that's up from 168,000 metric tons the week before and is a 32% increase from the prior four-week average. Mexico was the big buyer at 309,000 metric tons. Sales for the upcoming marketing year that starts September 1st totaled 249,000 metric tons. Soybean sales hit 325,000 metric tons, 2% higher than the previous week and 66% from average. China was the top buyer at 134,000 metric tons. Now, sales for the next marketing year totaled 985,000 tons. Wheat sales, though, fell 4% weekly to 274,000 metric tons. That's down 23% from the average total for this time this year. Taiwan was the top wheat buyer. Healthcare costs are a significant burden for farmers and small businesses. A Penn State University Extension webinar is aimed at helping participants better understand the available options. The webinar, titled Smart Choice, Smart Use Health Insurance, Options for Farmers and Small Businesses, will take place from noon to 1:30 on September 5th. The session's designed for farmers and small business owners, those with fewer than 50 employees, who are interested in learning about available insurance options. The webinar will cover health insurance options as they relate to farmers and small businesses, items to consider when selecting health insurance, and sources for more information on health insurance options. For more information, visit extension.psu.edu. Lance Honig, chair of USDA's Ag Statistics Board, says there seems to be some confusion about a heads-up the USDA gave to commodity traders. The agency issued a notice reminding them acreage updates for corn and beans could come in the August reports that are due out today. Some traders took that to mean changes are coming, but Honig says that's not necessarily the case. He says the heads up was just intended to be a process reminder. It's the same process we've been using for years, he noted. It's just coming earlier as the processing improvements at FSA's reporting has made the planting data more complete quicker than in the past. The chair of the USDA Ag Statistics Board says, while the FSA data is highly valuable for planted acreage numbers, it is of very limited value for harvested acreage at this point in the season. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside, let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated?
Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunshine and a high near 80 degrees. Clear skies tonight, mid-50s. Sunshine and near 80 again for Tuesday. Clear skies Tuesday night, 58. Mostly sunny, low 80s for Wednesday. Wednesday night, scattered showers and storms, 63. For Thursday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high of 75. Friday, partly sunny, stormy, 75.
Currently 59 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna store me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on, baby, don't say maybe. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Merle, rock my world, little country girl.
climb. Cheap sunglasses from the five and dime. All the other girls at school, they give her dirty looks. She got an A in math and never cracked a book. The show looks good in her denim and pearls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore. One step, two step, get in line. While on Saturday night, it makes sure she's home before the morning light. Sunday she's all ribbons and